Hello and welcome to Stories from the Bunker, the show in which we discover the strange and the supernatural, the weird and the wonderful.
Wrong way round.
Doesn't matter.
But it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter because we flip it on its head because it's me, Martin, joined by Alex.
Hello there, Martin. How's it going? Yeah. As you can see, my voice is...
It's going.
It's going a little bit, so hopefully it'll be fine today.
You're doing your
I'm doing my best.
Best Robin impression.
Yeah.
I like
However.
Very good.
Not bad.
And Chris from All Time Gaming is our
special guest.
Hell
yeah. How are you?
I'm very well. I too have a raspy throat.
Oh, God.
So
I'm getting it.
It doesn't sound like it.
Well, that's just
my one's better.
It's sultry.
So how have you been, Chris?
Yeah, I've been really, really good. Games.
Yeah.
More games.
I mean, this is a gamer's paradise in November, although a few have been cancelled, actually, haven't they?
Yeah, they've been pushed to next year, but this is quite clearly the best month we've had so far for games.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm sure, you know, we'll get into that. This is a conspiracy podcast, right?
It is, but you know, our audience, I'm sure, are into games too.
There is a crossover, most definitely.
Mm. 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 For sure. So, Alex, what will we be discussing today in regards to a news topic?
Mm. Well, actually, speaking of gaming, it involves games.
Way!
But speaking of crossover, it is also, you know, kind of news related, given it's a news story,
yeah,
but it's focusing on China and the fact that they have imposed a gaming curfew.
A gaming curfew, so you're not allowed to play games after 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Which sounds, you know, like a kind of...
It goes deeper down that rabbit hole.
So, a curfew. Yeah. Should we get into it?
Yeah, let's get straight away.
Nice. A gaming curfew. This sounds intriguing.
Mm.
So, the news story is that China's imposing a curfew on online gaming for minors, which, you know, sounds sensible. Maybe.
But what are they going to do in between getting all that coal?
Get all that coal.
I mean, come on, they've got to blow off steam somehow.
Yeah.
Oh, you say like children?
Well, so gamers under 18.
I don't know what their working practices are, but carry on.
People listening to this are like, this is the worst. Sorry, guys.
So gamers under 18 will be banned from playing online online games between 10 p.m. and 8 a.m.
Oh, it is literally a curfew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't play between those times. Yeah. But also, they will be restricted to 90 minutes of gaming on weekdays and 3 hours on weekends and holidays.
That's like your parents, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you'll just play after you've done your homework.
Yeah. It seems a bit harsh, but an hour and a half each day, it's not nothing.
No,
and on the weekend, 3 hours, not nothing
and
either.
The other thing is, this is online gaming, right?
Yes,
so it's online.
So I know what you're saying, like, oh, but you could just play a single player game. But a lot of games these days are coming out, even if they're single player, they're like, oh, no, but you need to be online.
Yeah.
So does it relate to that?
Probably. I imagine so, right?
It's kind of, left in a grey area, but I'd imagine so.
Yeah.
It's also kind of the question of how this would be implemented as well. How would it be enforced, and what would the punishment be?
Re-education.
Hope
you don't have more than one child. it'll probably be implemented, I'd imagine, on the server side, like the IPs. Because obviously they've got NetEase, Tencent, these big internet companies that are got their fingers in a whole bunch of pies, especially American pies, which is, you know, more controversy on the weekend of that, China imposing their will on Blizzard.
Yes.
But, in this particular instance, I'd imagine it to be something with that. So it'll probably be, it would log on and just, as soon as you launch a game, it knows what game you launched. They'll probably say, all right, well, you've started the timer.
So everyone in China,
hit the nail on the head. Yeah.
Everyone in China has to sign up using their own actual details, don't they? There's no, you can't sign up anonymously or with a fake username, right? In China, that's the system at the moment.
I mean, one thing we seem to know about China is they do like to keep tabs. So
they do keep tabs, to put it mildly. See, from a personal point of view, when I read this, I thought this is the kind of thing my parents would do. This is the thing. Now, as a parent, I'm like, yes. An hour and a half sounds like a reasonable amount of time.
Yeah.
And then you're like, but wait a second, this is bullshit. It's like, we should have, people should be allowed to decide exactly how much time they spend on these
things. Well, listen, let me tell you when I was a youngster growing up in the wild.
The 60s.
All right, in the 60s. Shut up. How dare you? Just because I have a moustache, if you're watching. Well, if you're not watching, I have a moustache. Let me give you a rundown of my day, right? Wake up, go to school, come back from school, have a bit of a nap. You know, then maybe eat something, watch some TV, do a little bit of homework, maybe like 15 minutes, and then play games until the end of time. Until you do it the next day, you know, rinse and repeat.
And that's hence the nap after school, because you've been up the night before playing games.
Exactly. If I was a, and you hit the nail on the head, the older you get, it kind of seems a little bit more sensible, but you know,
no, you want to play games. Your friends are playing games.
Yeah, but hold on. Okay, so let's let's put it this way. So we've all played Apex Legends together.
Oh yeah.
Right. What happens if we're playing Apex Legends and we're getting into a really good rhythm, right? And we're getting a lot of headshots. It's going really well for us. And all of a sudden, you get a big notification come up on your screen saying, 10 minutes to go. You'd hate it. You would absolutely hate it.
But also, I'm not sure if this would allow you to take those hours and move them to the next
day. Accumulate them.
Yeah,
because
I might not play like most nights of the week, but then I want to play like full 8 hours on yes. Friday or Saturday.
Yeah.
But I don't think the system would allow you to do that.
I think their reasoning behind it is they wouldn't let you do that.
Yeah.
So authorities now require players to register with their real names and state identification numbers, which is...
scary.
Yeah, scary, very scary. And it comes back to that kind of China keeping tabs on their citizens. However, this is still going to be problematic with how it's enforced. Mm. And a spokesperson for the government remarked saying that this would only be possible with the supervision and support of guardians.
Of course.
Because I think part of the problem is that people with like children with their smartphones will just sign in on their like parents' account or something.
Yeah, like what you do nowadays. What you do is your brother will come home from school like 2 hours after you. You play his session for the day and then get on yours.
Oh my God, if my brother had to have played my like 3 hours of the day or hour and a half of my slot, I would lose.
Freaking out.
I'd be absolutely livid.
You wasted an hour and a half on Candy Crush. What are you doing?
I also wonder if like if it is like tied to your internet provider and it tracks, okay, you've logged into a game, so we're going to start the countdown timer. What if you get like, you know, what if you got to run to the toilet for, you know, a good 15 minutes or so? When you press pause, does it stop the timer? Does the timer keep going?
It's not going to, is it? It's going to carry on.
Bring the game with you. That's the only way you do it. You bring the game with you.
Or bring the bucket with you to the gaming. Other way around. Just gonna put that out there.
You could do that. You could. It'd be disgusting and vulnerable, but you could do it.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how regretful are you guys right now about asking me to be on this podcast?
Oh, not at all.
I'm loving
not
it.
At all.
I do like talking about games and all things around gaming. So
yeah,
that's always good.
Can we talk about the reason why they're doing this? Because I think their intentions are decent.
Really?
Yeah. I do think so.
As the parent, children,
as a comrade of the you know, Soviet state of
okay. So
China.
Why do you think that, Chris? What are your? If it came to the UK, you go bullshit, absolute bullshit.
Oh,
if you're
under
18.
Hey, listen, when the UK government tried to take my pawn, I was getting the pitchforks and I was getting ready to throw down. Right?
Fair enough.
But yeah, look, don't get me wrong. I think their intention is noble. I don't think it should be done. Right, okay. There is a difference there. So from what I've been reading about the situation is they were concerned about like slipping grades in school. I mean, if you think about it, like it hasn't really transpired this way, but it's this whole kind of like idea that, oh, if kids play games, they're not going to go outside and they're not going to study and they're not going to be social. Mm. To a degree, you could look at Japan in that respect. Right, it's maybe the biggest company. Imagine if Japan was a company. It's getting there. But yeah, like as a country, right? So they're a big gaming country. They've got a big industry. Gaming has kind of pervaded their way of life.
Mm.
But as a result of that, you've got a whole bunch of these young Japanese people that are not interested in relationships.
Yeah,
and they're not
yeah.
interested in going out. They'd rather play games.
I've seen the Vice documentaries.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, maybe China's looking to their neighbor and saying, hey, you know what, we don't want any of that.
I mean, you've got experience, haven't you, of playing Dota 2 and letting other things slip, right?
I don't know what you're saying. My son is still alive, so I think I'm doing a good job. It's easy to get caught up in kind of, you lose track of time all the time, don't you? Like when you're playing a game and you get stuck in the story. I can't remember when I was playing God of War 4. It's just like, oh, I'm just going to play for an hour. Like 4 hours later, oh my God, what have I done?
Exactly. But then the question is, like, who should be responsible for that? Like as adults, we should be responsible for that. you know, like has our own time to limit like how much time we actually allocate.
It's not due to down to the state.
And then
the children's time. It's like ridiculous. Yeah. I think everyone listening to this, because it's YouTube, of course, is banned in China, and listening. I don't know whether our audio stuff is. Maybe not. Ooh, probably.
Hold on. Unless you have a VPN.
Oh, yeah. If you're a VPN, if you're listening to this via a VPN or watching via a VPN in China, well done.
Yeah, well done.
Well done. They're coming for you.
Yeah.
Part of what also interests me with this story is that China is one of like the largest gaming industries. Like it has a huge gaming industry, and we're seeing China like impacting companies very recently with the whole Blizzard scandal.
Blizzard thing,
Do you want to do a brief overview of what happened, Alex, just so... If you can remember.
Thanks, Martin. Yes, I'd love to. So basically...
Some people might not have heard it.
What was the game, though? It was Hearthstone.
It was Hearthstone, yeah.
So in a professional Hearthstone player came out against the Chinese government or something?
Pro-Hong Kong thing.
It was pro-Hong Kong.
Yeah, I can tell you the thing. So there was a Hearthstone tournament that was won by this player from Hong Kong called Blitzchung.
That was it.
And in his post-match interview... he basically said, "Free Hong Kong, revolution of our times." In, I assume Mandarin, whatever it was, and he got banned for a year, and he had his prize winnings. I believe it was $10,000, not a small amount of money, or maybe it was $100,000. I can't really remember, but it was taken away from him.
Yeah.
And there was obviously this big blowback, and they're saying why, because you know, Blizzard cater their games quite a lot to the Chinese market.
They do. Although actually, isn't it true that although it's a growing market, currently most of their traffic and revenue comes from outside of China, but it's a growing emerging market.
Yeah, it's kind of a strange, it's a head scratcher, right? Because obviously they had this really strong kind of thing to pander to China, as it were, and say like, okay, we're not going to let people talk about any of the protests in Hong Kong, etc. So you'd think that they've got a really, you know, maybe a Chinese company has a really big stake in them, or maybe a lot of their revenue is coming from China. But from all the financial reports that we can see, because luckily a couple of weeks ago they had their financial earnings call for their investors, so this stuff is
good
public knowledge. Yeah.
Mm.
And I think it turned out there was like 12% of revenue was coming from China.
Yeah. Which is not insignificant, but it's not like, it's not like most of their business is based there. Right?
Yeah, but you consider that... I think it was something like in the region of 65% was coming from the States.
Yeah.
And it's almost, you think to yourself, why are you pandering to this small segment? Yes, it's a growing segment, sure. You start to get into kind of like the weird world of corporations pandering to demographics, because the real thinking behind it, if you really want to get into a bit of a conspiracy, is Blizzard is owned by Activision. They're a company called Activision Blizzard. And Activision publish Call of Duty. Call of Duty released their mobile game recently, which has been doing really well, but it has been up. I don't know if they've passed it yet, but at this time that this whole controversy was going on, they were kind of still having their application put forward to the Chinese government in order to release it as a mobile game.
Yeah.
And you could think to yourself, like, that's a massive market.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to piss off the people that you're trying to get to improve your mobile
game. Monetization on mobile in China is, the scope for that is much larger.
So that's the kind of underlying conspiracy theory on it, which, you know, as most conspiracies I feel, usually, well, not all of them, but they tend to gravitate towards, the end of the day, money, right? Money and power. Yeah. Those are the two things that kind of get
to it's pretty clear that is the case in this instance, though, right? Even if you take out the Call of Duty thing, it's very much like, well, we're actually suppressing someone's opinion, even though you're a company that on paper, wants people to have free speech, etc., because it doesn't fit in with the monetization opportunities.
It is a bit strange, though, because their terms of service, basically their Blizzard's response was correct in terms of their terms of service, right?
Nothing can be overly political, wasn't it?
Yeah, or you... I think their wording was like, you shouldn't talk about things that aren't related to the game.
Yeah.
Using that umbrella term, you're like, yeah, sure, okay, then what happened was fine. But it's not fine, right? Because you are squashing a person's free speech, which is one of the core values that Blizzard as a company have. They're like, everyone has a voice, but... Actually,
a lot of their employees, haven't they? They were discussing whether to protest or out on the campus
and
all sorts.
Yeah, there was some protesting.
It's gone much further, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Just the execs.
But bringing it back to this news story for a second. So my original point was, if, as we've seen with Blizzard and that whole controversy surrounding that, do you reckon, so that this Chinese spokesperson said that if games companies don't comply with this new rule, because they will have to implement it be responsible for it, they could have their license in China revoked. So will companies agree to implement this kind of signing up verification?
Hell yeah, why wouldn't you?
Well,
they will, but their revenue potential will be reduced, because a lot of these online games, a lot of the mass multiplayer online games, are driven via microtransactions, and that is based on how much people get into a game, how much time they spend on it, so they feel the need to buy these microtransactions.
I didn't even bring it up, but they're also limiting the amount that you can spend on microtransactions.
Well, there we go, right.
Another part of this.
That's fair.
I think a lot of people would agree.
So those aged 8 to 16 are allowed to spend 200 yuan, or £22, per month.
per month, okay.
Yeah, whereas if you're between 16 to 18, you can spend £45 per month on microtransactions.
To me, that's the more important aspect of this, especially if you're looking at from a corporation standpoint, right? Because publishers don't care how long you're in their game for, per se. That's not the metric they're going after. Mm. The metric they're going after is how much money you're going to pump into it.
Yeah.
Right? Tends to be how there's a correlation there, right? Tends to be. 100% although I guess if you're spending loads of time, the need for microtransactions is diminished, because you've probably unlocked and earned that stuff anyway, right?
Yeah. Limit the time. But then the other alternative is they don't implement this change, get their license revoked, and then they aren't earning any money in China.
You know what's better than zero?
A little bit.
Anything other than zero. Yeah.
Apart from damaging your reputation, I guess.
Well, that's true. But then how many people actually really care is my question. Right. Like, I mean, the whole scandal with Blizzard, it was kind of disgusting watching the trailer for the new Blizzard games, like Diablo 4. People suddenly forgot all their hate and annoyance.
Well, this is the one thing that kind of gets to me, and it's this as well, and it's a problem not just with any of these things, especially not gaming related, but just, you know, foreign governments, etc. Like, it's so easy to be outraged about things, but what are you going to do about it? How is it going to actually affect you? What are you going to do about it? How are you going to be responsible for a change for the people who are suffering? I'm not going to go to Hong Kong and start protesting.
Yeah,
maybe I should.
A lot of a lot of people will say, "Oh, I'll boycott this game or that game or whatever." But at the end of the day, a lot of them just want to play good games, right? If a games company releases a good game that you enjoy, most people will not go, "I'm going to boycott that." They'll go, "I'm going to get it because it's only me buying the game, right?" I don't really care.
I'm just one person.
Yeah.
What could it hurt? And then 55 million other people saying the same thing.
Exactly. Yeah. But it's classic China, though, isn't it?
It's classic China.
Classic communism.
It is, though, right?
It is
a classic Chinese move by the Chinese government.
Someone wakes up every day and they're like, how can we make this look more like a dystopia?
But do you feel that, like, in recent years, like, let's say the last decade or so, not even the decade or so, let's say within the last decade, don't you feel that China has gone to kind of great strengths to try to improve their image in a way, like in certain aspects of it, in terms of like opening up their market and everywhere you go, Chinese tourists, and you know, there's a lot of good stories coming out of China, and it just takes a story like this to kind of remind you that, hey, is this like, you know, communist PR coming through and like just trying to say like, oh no, everything's fine.
Yeah,
everything's fine.
Yeah. Okay, just forget about the people disappearing for their organs.
Yeah,
let's
or the re-education camps with the Uyghur communities.
Oh yeah,
But it's
but am I wrong? Do you guys get that sense that it seems China were trying to clean up their
it's
image?
Necessity. A bit. I mean, we're talking about a world this globalized world. But we're talking about a world in which everything is publicized, right? The Hong Kong protests. If you go on any kind of social media, when there's been something's happened over there, it'll be like top. Like Reddit, it'll be like the top story. If you go on news, it'll be people getting gassed in the face. And it's like, they know that to sustain their nation and these trade deals or whatever, they have to put up a good image. So what is an appropriate amount of time to be playing a video game per day? Go on, shoot.
I just think, you know, for under 18s, it's up to their parents.
Up to the parents.
100% agree.
Up to the parents. What do you guys think? Up to the parents, or should we be playing 90 minutes and no more per day?
State-sanctioned allowance for
Dota. What about like a gold star system? Yeah. Because they're doing this because they don't want people to be doing bad at school. But what if you come home from school, you go, I got 5 gold stars today, and each star is worth 30 credit. Minutes of gameplay.
Mm. Now we're on something. This was another point that I saw raised. So esports is becoming a huge, huge deal.
Yeah.
It's becoming like, or already is, like a massive, you know, it's a real sport.
Yeah.
Despite what people say, it's a real sport.
It's not a real sport.
Yeah.
It's not a real sport.
You shut up. It is a real sport.
It's not a sport. Let's get kids active.
Okay, would you say that chess is a sport?
No.
There goes my argument.
Either way, my point is this, everyone wants to be the best.
You know,
China wants to be the best at everything.
Yes.
So does every country, really. But
they definitely want to be the best.
But would this
I don't
not,
know, Venezuela aren't too fussed, it seems.
Venezuela are great at... Are they good at boxing?
I don't know.
Venezuela.
And maybe that's the problem.
What are they good at?
Anyway, yeah.
Either way, is this hurting China's ability to be the best at esports?
Those kids,
if they're limiting the amount of time that these kids can practice.
Or they'll just segregate like 1,000 kids and be like, well, your lives are over as you know it. You're just going to focus on these sports. The rest of you, and you're allowed 90 minutes a day.
That is a horrific assumption that has no evidence for. However, yeah, probably.
Yeah. Ooh. Well, okay, this raises a very interesting question because there was another kind of conspiracy theory that Chinese prisoners were being used to farm gold.
I remember
in World of Warcraft.
I remember this, yeah.
And earn money for the Chinese government.
And sell it.
So does this curfew relate to prisoners as well?
I imagine that there's probably some better ways to earn money than selling World of Warcraft gold. But
hey, if you can, you can.
Yeah.
And if they've been doing it, there must be some kind of profit in it.
Mm. Well, anyway, that was my cheery Chinese gaming news
story.
Very
cheery.
Yeah.
Shall we look at some YouTube comments this week?
Oh, nice.
Okay, Martin, do you have a comment for us?
I do. I have one from Cara Yates. And Cara says, this is where they go the end of Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald. This is in relation to our Highgate Cemetery in plain sight.
Video to make.
So apparently they go here at the end of that film. I haven't seen the film. And she says that the stories connect a little bit too. Holy shit, I didn't know it was a real place. yes, it is a real place. We went there.
Yeah.
And
it was very spooky. I can see why it's a movie set, to be honest. It's,
have you seen that film?
I haven't, no. I've heard it's not very good. But,
I was going to say I have to see it, but maybe I'll just find that scene.
I mean, did you enjoy the first one? Have you seen the first
one? Yeah, it was okay.
Oh, okay.
I enjoyed the first one.
Don't want my opinion on it.
I've also got another one from Thomas Chambers, and this is from the same video, the Highgate Cemetery one.
Okay.
Does the irony is that you have to pay to enter Highgate Cemetery, meaning that even in death, capitalism found a way to beat Karl Marx, who, if you don't know, is buried there and has a big monument to him.
It's like the most, like the biggest, most ostentatious.
Yeah. It's like, would he have really wanted a massive bust of his head in Highgate Cemetery? Probably not. Or maybe he would. I don't know.
It's a really interesting place, though.
How much is the entry?
It's not much. A few quid.
Mm.
A few quid. To film, there's a little bit more.
Oh.
but yeah, not too much.
And also, I think if you do have a relative buried there, you don't have to pay, right?
I'd hope not.
Oh,
do you know how much it costs to be buried there? It's like £20,000 plus.
Wow.
Just in like a standard... Mm.
Yeah, but that does include unlimited
as well.
Haunted, yeah. And it's basically a mass grave.
Yeah, but that price does include unlimited entry for your family and friends. So.
Yeah. Mm. The Marxists, they've made a lot of money out of it over the years.
So I've got a comment from Verong Thang, who I've definitely mispronounced. This is in relation to last week's podcast. Mm. You know when I was talking about looking at myself in the mirror and it sounded very narcissistic?
Yes.
But it's a thing. It's a phenomenon. I'm with Alex on the staring in the mirror thing. And it's
you're both narcissistic.
Well, people generally in the comments agreed with me.
This
is a thing.
What is this phenomenon?
So you go into like a dark room, look at yourself in the mirror, turn the lights off, and then if you keep looking like at yourself in the mirror, eventually you start seeing like someone else look back at you, and it's like this weird phenomenon where you stop recognizing yourself. I just look at myself in the mirror for fun every day.
Doesn't get close to the 90 minutes the Chinese government is imposing because you're spending all your time looking in a mirror in the dark,
exactly.
Nude.
They can't tax.
Yeah, I think you'll find, Alex, that wasn't a mirror, it was a TV. And you were just watching The Crimes of Grindelwald.
fair enough.
I'm going to go home and try that now.
Do.
Have fun. Let us know what you think.
If I'm not back this time tomorrow, just... I've been killed by the man in the mirror.
Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Yeah. That'd be a very different kind of song.
Should we get on to a quiz?
Let's have a quiz. Okay, welcome to this week's quiz. Ooh. Chris, yes. What is your buzzer? Let's hear it.
Okay.
Oh,
classic Mario nice. Coin sound.
Very nice.
Seeing like as it. I'm a hashtag gamer.
Martin.
I'm a gamer, but I'm a Partridgian. Do you know what this means? A Partridgian.
You like Alan Partridge. I let's do. Hear it. Very nice.
That's good. Classic. That's good.
It's nice. The classic.
Okay.
You're not competing.
I don't have a buzzer. No. I'm
you should have a buzzer host. Anyway, but that's all right. Maybe next time.
Just press the buzzer before every question.
Like, yeah. Okay, so as always, there'll be 10 questions. Oh this goodness. Is a bit of a mess, this quiz. I'm going to apologize in advance. There's some news questions thrown in there, some general knowledge, and some gaming questions as well, as we've got
Thank
Chris from Alton
goodness,
Gaming.
Because okay. I don't know how... Good. I haven't brushed up on my general knowledge in a very long time. So
well, it's a mess of a quiz.
It's a bit of a mess. Okay.
It kind of levels the playing field, I reckon.
Hope so. All right.
Okay. Question one. It's maybe fingers on buzzers.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right.
What is the biggest video game franchise of all time? If he gets this, it's going to be embarrassing.
Mario.
That is incorrect.
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 Okay. Okay.
That's hard. Yeah, you see, this is why I didn't... Because I was thinking Super Mario Brothers, but it's just like, another. Is it?
So I make this even more interesting for you and give you a little clue.
Do you want to have one guess each before we have a clue?
Call of Duty.
That is incorrect.
Oh, damn.
Ooh. Shall I give you...
Oh. Yeah, go for a clue, yeah.
That was a mistake.
In fairness, I don't know if this is even going to help. This isn't just the biggest video game franchise of all time, but it's the biggest media franchise of all time.
Breath of
the
Auto.
That's awesome.
Got it.
Incorrect.
That is a lie.
Incorrect.
Okay. For the win. No, you can't.
No. That's not how this quiz works.
That's a lie.
No.
Okay. Let's have a think. Biggest franchise of all time.
Biggest media franchise of all time.
It's not gonna be that.
So that includes like other things that not just games as well.
Yeah,
it's so
like
it's gonna be it's gonna be mainly another franchise that also has video games. Isn't it?
I will tell you that video games is its main thing.
Okay.
Is what started it, I believe.
Oh. Pokemon.
It is Pokemon.
Oh.
See, I thought that would work because gaming. But also, we made a video about it like not too long ago.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I'm disputing this.
Okay.
A challenge has been put in, and maybe I'll have an apology for next week. But for now, it's 1-0, so that's fine.
Well, fine. I mean, if you want to cheat, but yeah, sure. Okay, that's amazing. I mean, I can see it.
All the movies,
the TV show, the movies,
merchandise,
all the video games, merchandise. It makes sense. Pokemon Go, the game.
It does make sense. It does make sense.
Yeah. Okay. Question two. How did Guy Fawkes die? Oh, I'm going to give it to Chris.
He was hung.
That is correct. It was a bit of a trick question.
He was drawn along by a cart.
Ooh, then drawn and quartered.
He was hung, drawn and quartered, but he was quartered, but he was already dead because he fell off the scaffolding.
Well, that's no fun then, is it?
He fell off scaffolding and broke his neck.
Yeah. I'll accept it.
Yeah.
Hanging.
Yeah, no,
it's right.
Calm down, Martin.
The trick would be if he said hung, drawn, and quartered, which was incorrect because he died from the hanging.
Yeah. No, he's right. Yeah.
So, one each.
Yeah. See, smart. I was going to say he's blown up, but clearly the story goes he didn't blow anything up.
No. Yeah. I thought you were going to say he was burnt on a fire. It's like, no, that's just the effigies each year. Cool.
Okay. Question three. This week, a food industry group warned shoppers in the UK a side effect of the Brexit process could be a shortage of which traditional element of a Christmas dinner?
Oh my god, okay.
What would it be?
No. Bit of a long question, that. Long winded.
I'm going to guess sprouts.
That is incorrect.
Okay. Turkey.
That is incorrect. Although apparently, because of the hot weather in Europe, a lot of the turkey eggs... Like boiled.
Oh, shit.
And spoiled. So,
boiled eggs in the sun. Just walking along the fields. Oh, there's a turkey egg. Crack it open. Yeah. Scrambled eggs. Yeah.
Yes.
So, apparently, there could well be a shortage of turkeys.
Yeah, but that's not what you're talking about.
For unrelated reasons, unrelated to Brexit.
Okay.
Is this going to go into a peep show moment of, it's not traditional?
No. It's very traditional.
Very traditional.
Yeah. It's not cauliflower. That's for sure.
No, it's not traditional. That's a traditional one of Let's go for cranberry sauce.
No.
That's traditional. And also, it could be cranberries are more likely than something like X, Y,
Come on,
Z.
keep guessing. Just go through the Christmas dinner.
Okay, your turn. Your turn to mention the Christmas item.
What else is it? Because, I mean...
It's a weird one, to be honest, because...
It's a weird one.
Oh, I mean, it's standard, but how is that?
How did you manage something? Yeah, sure.
How is that going to be a shortage?
I have no idea, so I'm just going to say rum ham.
Rum ham?
Specifically, rum ham. That is incorrect.
Okay. What about parsnips?
Okay, I'm going to tell you.
Carrots.
No, incorrect. Pigs in blanket is the answer.
How? Why? What's the reason?
Bacon. The Danish are in trouble.
No, it's not any of the ingredients, but to actually wrap the bacon around the sausages, usually they get loads of help from the EU, like
No, you know, you did it yourself.
Well, yeah. That is a good workaround, right? Buy sausages and bacon and make them yourself.
Yeah.
But the actual packaged pigs
and blanket, there
may be a shortage of them this year.
Because I was thinking, like, why there wouldn't be a shortage of bacon or sausages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there probably should be in the world, but...
But, I mean, yeah, wrapping your own pigs and blanket will
is the way
be
forward.
A side effect. Okay.
I don't know.
That sounds like communist China to me. Wrap your own pigs and blankets. Are you mad?
People in rows wrapping them.
Okay, so it's still 1-1 as we move on to question 4.
Okay.
Not related to news, but...
It's close. Actually close.
Not bad.
Which Greek island did the famous mythological adventurer hero Odysseus hail from?
I mean, I don't really know Greek island. You're Greek, come on.
Yeah, I better get it. Is it Ithaca?
It is Ithaca.
All right.
I put that one in for you.
Yes. Thank God I got it right. Oh my God. Whenever there's a question on either South Africa or Greece, I start sweating.
Yeah.
Because I should know the answer, but yeah.
All right,
cool.
Well, I made a mistake a few weeks ago, Chris, when I was talking about the Rugby World Cup, thinking I'm getting all smug, going, which African country? Forgot about South Africa, said Namibia, and they're like, and South Africa? And I was like, yeah, that's right. Missed out South Africa out of African countries.
It's all right, I'll forgive you because you lost the Rugby World Cup 2019, so it's fine.
Yes, indeed, okay. Indeed.
Question 5. So that's 2-1 to Chris.
Mm.
Chancellor Sajid Javid became embroiled in an unlikely spat with a celebrity he described as incredibly rude for refusing to shake his hand at a film premiere.
Who was it? Who was it?
Oh, this is the perfect reaction that I wanted.
This is Stumper. Okay.
My goodness, I even saw it, but I can't remember who it was.
Would you like a clue?
Yeah,
I think you're gonna have to.
He is a classic rom-com hero.
It was Hugh Grant.
He said something along the lines of, "I'm not gonna shake your hand because you're really rude to people in the phone hacking scandal." Because he was part of that whole.
Yes, he was.
Did he really
scandal.
Say that?
Yeah, he said like.
Or was it not like, "Oh, I'm not gonna shake your hand because I saw you come out the bathroom and I don't think you washed your hands."
Maybe it was that as well.
Yeah. Bit of both. Yeah.
Wow, okay, interesting.
Sure, Hugh Grant constantly has piss on his hands.
There are loads of politicians
I would never
shake their hands, though, so that's fine. Fair enough.
Yeah.
But also, in the moment, I don't think I'd actually have the courage of saying, I'm not going to shake your hand. Just be like,
just a weak handshaking, look like an idiot.
And then complain about it on Twitter. Andy
didn't wash his hands, you say.
Or you get into one of those awkward situations, probably not unlike a Peep Show moment or an Alan Partridge moment, where you try to dominate him with a handshake. But then he eggs on what's going on and he tries to dominate you
higher and higher.
And then eventually you land up doing the Trump handshake and it just goes
over the top.
Just moving him towards yourself.
Yeah. Tug of war handshake. All right. Well done to you.
Question 6. That's 2-2. In the sport of fencing, what is the name of a bladework maneuver intended to deflect or block an incoming attack?
Did you do fencing?
I did.
Yes.
Because I'm super fancy.
Yeah. Like that. Flip, I think I should know this.
It's probably used in video games sometimes, maybe.
Is it a ripost? Or no. Ripost? Or
is it repost?
Repost.
But no, that is incorrect.
Mine's not doing its thing.
That is...
Just say it
with your voice. It's kind of related, though.
Is it a... Oh, crap, I had a word. I had a word for it. A parry.
It is! Oh, okay. That's a parry. Nice. Nicely done.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it is gaming related. Yeah, okay.
Parry repost. Mm. So riposte is like the when you hit them back straight after.
So you parry and then you riposte. It's like a
return hit.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, question 7.
Hold on,
so
you
that's
did
3-2.
Fencing.
I did.
That's great.
That is pretty fancy.
Yeah, don't...
Did you do fencing?
No.
Did you do like rowing or something?
You know, growing up, my parents had a fencing helmet thing.
It was on the wall.
And just in like storage, and I always used to play with it as a kid. And the fencing.
No
thing.
One in your family did fencing. Or
I think my dad might have. I don't know, but
I'd like
it was
to ask into it. Yeah, it was really fun.
It's really cool.
Shall we do a fencing live stream?
Oh yes. Okay,
I'll do a yeah.
You'd win.
A tutorial.
That's all right.
What's the next question?
So that's 3-2 to Martin, 3-2. I want to say.
Goodness.
Question 7. Teenage activist Greta Thunberg recently had a species of animal named after her. Can you tell me what type of creature it was? Chris.
I'm going to go as generic as possible here and say a bird.
No, it was smaller. It was like a... It was... Oh, God, what was it? It was something that... One of those ones that doesn't really die, wasn't it?
a cockroach?
No, not cockroach. It was like a beetle.
It was a beetle, yeah.
Wow, well done.
Yeah, Dr. Michael Darby named the beetle after her because it had antennas that apparently looked like her pigtails.
Oh, I see. I didn't really know the reason why.
But he wanted to acknowledge her outstanding contribution in raising awareness of environmental issues by naming a beetle after her. Kind of a bit of a weird compliment.
I mean, it's cool to have something named after you. And for the reason for it makes sense, I guess. And that's cool.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
If you had to have something named after you, Martin, what would you...
What would I have named after me? Mm.
Would it be like a disease or an
animal? A disease probably. maybe an electronic, because they're out of date really quickly, aren't they? And so.
An electronic?
Electronic, yeah.
Or like a device?
The new new Martin S5. From 1996. I wasn't born in 1996. I was born earlier. What about you? Maybe a fox. Why not?
What about a video game, right?
After you. But you know, like, there's no permanence to that, right?
That's why I did
it. You want something that's going to be in 50 years' time, 100 years' time, it's going to be like, oh yeah, yeah, you know what? The cure for cancer. Mm. It's the Chris cure.
What about like a mountain range? Just going to be there in a million years.
I like
years.
The idea of an island, one that's not going to sink into the sea.
St. Martin.
People are like, so what's that bit of land over there? What's that? And they go,
It's like St. Martin's, yeah.
Exactly. I mean, they've already done it.
Done. Nailed up. Okay. Question 8. So that is 4-2 to Martin now.
So I think if you get this, then there's no way I can get it, right?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully.
You get the next two. Hopefully, then it can be tiebreaker. Tiebreaker,
Well, hopefully, you may be able to get this one. Ouch. Question 8. What year was Minecraft released?
Okay, I've got an idea.
Not the full release, just when it was first just put out there.
It's just doing its thing. Aha! 2009.
He's right. He's absolutely right.
Well, that's fair, because the date I had in my mind was 2008.
Yeah.
Oh.
But that's
it's been around for a while. So, 10 years.
10 years.
Congratulations. 10 years.
Thank you very much.
How dare you? I'm a guest. Do you want to go through the other questions just for
Heaven? Yeah. Few more questions. Okay. Question 9. Actually, we've already spoken about this today, so you're definitely going to get it.
China.
That is actually incorrect.
Ah, damn it.
BlizzCon 2019 was held recently, but can you tell me what happened at the event that caused the disturbance and why? Well, actually, we know why. You don't have to say why, but what happened?
The whole BlizzChung Hearthstone controversy.
Well, that was why. But what happened that caused the disturbance at the event itself?
There was a kid that was shouting out Free Hong Kong, Revolution of Our Time during one of the Q&A interviews.
Oh, actually, I'll accept it. It's not, I didn't even know that was it. The answer I had was there were protesters outside dressed as Winnie the Pooh.
That's true. They were also inside the event, there were people cosplaying as Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh's banned right in China.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you know why?
Because it promotes homosexuality.
No, it's so much better.
Yeah,
than
it's socialist. It's so petty. It's amazing.
He doesn't have any trousers on. That's been one in the past, hasn't it?
It's because he looks like Xi Jinping.
Yeah.
No.
He's paranoid that he looks like too much like Winnie the Pooh.
Surely not. From what I was reading is Xi Jinping used to be called Winnie the Pooh when he was a kid at school. And he hates that comparison.
So he's just banned the character.
Hey, if you had the power, you'd ban it too. It's mad, isn't it? It's so petty.
It's crazy.
I love it.
Mm. It really draws attention into the fact that...
It's a dictatorship.
It draws attention to the fact that he was once called that and was bullied, so that weakens him, and that everyone surely then, to criticise him, is going to dress up and call him Winnie the Pooh.
It's so petty, it doesn't work, and it just makes him look foolish, doesn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't follow it through.
Okay, anyway, well done. Question 10.
Mm.
What was I had to include a rugby question in here.
Okay. Here we go.
Especially with both of you. I think you're
going to beat me on this one. Your rugby knowledge is better than mine.
I just wanted to hear him say it. What was the final score in the England-South Africa Rugby World Cup final?
Yeah, no, go on. I'll let you answer this one.
What was the final score, Martin?
Let me relish in it.
I believe... Just 1 second. Just wait the buzzer comes through. Okay. Aha. Oh, there we go. I believe that the score was a thoroughly deserved 32-12 victory to South Africa.
That is correct. Yes.
Very good.
What went wrong? What happened?
Well,
why didn't we win?
Well, Colby and Mpimbi scored 2 tries, and we didn't score any tries. That's it. Yeah.
It was a bit touch and go the first half because it was like, you know, like drop goal.
Yeah. Scrum penalty kick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scrum penalty kick. Yeah. And then
when you find yourself chasing the game, you do.
But there was a very interesting statistic that no one has come back from a half time
being down in the World Cup final.
So if you're down by half time, chances are you're not going to win it.
Cool. Well, would you like the bonus question? Or
why not?
Do it.
Let's finish up with the bonus.
So next month, the UK will hold its first December election since which year? When was the last December election in the UK? Oh, well, I will accept closest wins.
Okay. All right, I won't know this at all because British politics, not my strong suit.
Why would there have been one? That's what we've got to think about. Would there have been one after the war? Maybe?
Because usually it's in the summer.
It's the reasoning for it. Why would there be one?
Odd to have one at
someone
this time.
Dying in office, perhaps?
Going to need some dates.
Okay. Let's go for 1940, closest win, 1947.
All right, I'll throw it out there. 1978.
Maybe earlier.
Well, Martin's closer. It is 1923.
Oh.
So it's been ages.
Wow.
Bloody ages.
Do you know what the reason was for that?
Yeah, do you know who it was?
So I don't know the reason why, but it was the winner of the election. Well, the election produced a hung parliament led by Labour's Ramsay MacDonald, and it was, I can't remember his name. The conservative guy. But it was the last election where the Lib Dems won over 100 seats.
Wow.
Really?
Little
downhill from there. Oh, well, thank you, Alex.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, cool. Well, thank you, guys. That was awesome.
And Chris, do a shout out to All Time Gaming, where people can find you personally.
What you got going on?
Oh, gosh, I'm on the spot now. I haven't had to say it for such a long time. If you're interested in gaming content, we are on YouTube at... All Time Gaming TV. So youtube.com/alltimegamingtv. Otherwise, our social media is at All Time Gaming TV. That is Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Yeah. Oh, and what have you had recently that's worth watching?
We recently finished up a Let's Play series of Resident Evil 7. An old game, I know, but it's one that proved popular on our channel.
That Let's Play, by the way, it goes to some dark, dark places, not only in the game. So do give a watch. Yeah. We joined in the
comments too. And
actually,
straight after this... podcast, I'm going to go and stream some Death Stranding. I'm going to be streaming some Death Stranding tomorrow as well. So,
nice. And also really the ones I really like to watch are the upcoming games for the next month.
Oh, yeah.
So you've released upcoming games for November, so you review them, see what's worth playing. I really like those ones too.
Here's
so.
A spoiler for December. Not much. Because they've all come out this month.
Yeah,
but
true.
Yeah.
True. Nice. Anyway, thanks so much, Chris.
Yeah, thanks, Chris.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys.
Cool.
And thanks for watching, everyone, and we'll see you next time.
Yes, and actually, after this... we've got our Patreon exclusive where we will be discussing Guy Fawkes in a little bit more detail. So join us for that.
Nice.
Right, cool.
See you later, guys.
Bye-bye.
See ya.